Look out to Corp Common, towards Iron Age fields and Bronze Age barrows, maybe 4,000 years old. 18th century smugglers snuck through here, horses' hooves covered to muffle the sound, bringing contraband from the coast to London. You see the village? It grew up with the castle. For a time, it was the centre of the Purbeck marble trade. In the 1660s, the Banks' family went there looking for materials that had been plundered during the war. And then, after the first passenger train arrived here in 1885, the Banks' estate began to get into the tourist trade. That's where I come in. I wrote one of the first guidebooks. You can see it on your screen. It cost 9p and sold like hotcakes. This place was especially popular on Sundays, and we soon had security fencing, signage, and a ladies' lavatory in the ditch under the bridge. Local businesses started selling pins and winkle shells. Just before my time, William Banks even thought about rebuilding Corf. Another William, Turner, painted watercolours showing these ruins in a golden haze. Oh yes, the romance of this castle has been celebrated for many a year. In 1866, Thomas Bond called it one of the most magnificent and interesting ruins in the kingdom. Well, who am I to disagree? Pray, do not go without telling us your own story. Leave your feedback by quill or electronic means. Let us know how you enjoyed the tour. Safe travels, my friend.